Did you plug the hole yet, Dad?
We made three attempts to wrestle this beast to the ground by pumping heavy fluids into it.
The economy.
We've got to change those job-killing policies if we expect the economy to get going again.
Doing the work that needs to be done.
It's Monday morning, and there is a full agenda this week, at least as far as Marcus Mavrey, Associate National Editor for our partner, The New York Times, is concerned. Marcus, you look at the week ahead, and you think what?
Unsettled.
Yeah, unsettled for Marcus. And for Dan Gross, columnist for Newsweek and Slate, you look at the week and you see?
Double dip.
Okay, now you chose the word double dip, and I assume you're talking about a double dip recession.
Well, I was thinking about what I'm going to get at Carvel later today. But, no, all of a sudden, the prospect of this recovery, which has been going on in the U.S. and globally for about a year, you hear people talking about the potential for the global economy slipping back, losing its growth, in large part due to the crisis in Europe. The Eurozone is the single biggest economic bloc, bigger even than the U.S., and if it goes into recession as a result of all these issues that are happening there, it certainly has the potential to be a big drag on growth.
Well, that's Europe. But the other thing you point to when you think about double dip is what's happening in the Gulf now that we've got news that this is larger than the Exxon Valdez disaster. And we have Carol Browner from the White House saying that this is very likely the worst environmental disaster in the country's history. That also has you thinking it's going to not be good for the economy.
Well, it's certainly not going to be good for British Petroleum. It's certainly not going to be good for the tourism industry in the Gulf of Mexico, the seafood industry. It may be good for certain sectors of the legal community who will be filing a lot of lawsuits, but certainly does put something of a pall on, you know, this renewed energy investment we've been seeing.
Okay, Dan Gross, talking about the double dip this week. And Marcus, you're talking about things being unsettling. I'm assuming that includes the Gulf oil spill. But also we got news out of Israel this morning. Israeli defense forces attacked a convoy of ships that were supposed to deliver supplies to Gaza. Gaza is currently blockaded by the Israelis. At least 10 people were reported killed. We just heard that Turkey is withdrawing their ambassador. That's got to be unsettling.
Absolutely, Celeste. You know, the Israeli-American relationship at this point in this administration was already one of the most unsettled relationships we had on the global scene, especially with a close ally, Israel. And now this is certain to further complicate that relationship, which was already unsettled, because Turkey is also a very important U.S. ally. And it's hard to see, we'll see this week where this goes, but it's hard to see that it's going to go anywhere beneficial, really, for either Israel or Turkey or American-Israeli relations.
Well, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is scheduled to meet with President Obama tomorrow in Washington. Last time, the meeting was disrupted because they'd started building again. This time, they've got this attack on a convoy. It doesn't look like these meetings are fated to go well.
No, that's right. Last time Israel started constructing settlements again, or announced at least that it would be, during Vice President Joe Biden's visit over there. And then once again, they started building again when Netanyahu was here in Washington. It's hard to imagine. And this is separate. I mean, I think you can't really – Israel saw this convoy as a provocation, so you really can't say that this has anything to do with the Netanyahu-Washington visit. At the same time, as you said, they seem to be – fated to not go well.
Well, you're also unsettled by the forthcoming unemployment numbers that'll be released on Friday. I assume you're not expecting good news.
Well, markets are unsettled, and markets have been unsettled for a while, as Dan was saying, mostly because of fears of a European debt crisis and what its effects will be as European governments have to curtail their spending now. Well, curtailing spending usually doesn't lead to a growing economy. And so you have this problem in Europe where it looks like, you know, you may well have a double dip in Europe, and that may have global knock-on effects. Can China really keep the rest of the world growing? That's what we were looking at coming out of this recession, and it looks like it's going to need to keep doing that with probably some help from the U.S., but again, the fear here in the U.S. is we have our own sovereign debt, too much debt problem. So into those unsettled markets, you have this jobs report coming out on Friday, and expectations are high because the trajectory has definitely been in the right direction as we've come out of this recession. The question is, will it be high enough to look like there's actually traction, or will we see an unemployment number that actually goes up to double digits?
Well, Dan, what do you think about that? Dan Gross, do you see these unemployment numbers as further evidence, possibly that we're either avoiding or getting closer to a double dip in a recession?
I actually think the employment numbers we're going to see later this week are going to be good. The trend for the last 6 months has been that they've been better than expected. April, we had a 290,000 jobs created. A lot of the trends that are driving growth, you know, exports have been a bright spot, not exports to Europe, but exports everywhere else in the world. That trend is continuing in kind of the stimulus, continuing to work its way into the economy. So I think the job numbers are actually probably going to be pretty good.
Okay, Marcus, finally, two court hearings tomorrow, two separate terrorist suspects. The suspected shooter in the Fort Hood massacre, that's Major Nidal Malik Hassan, he is going in for an Article 32 hearing, which is kind of a grand jury in a way. Also, Faisal Shahzad, he's accused of planting the bomb in Times Square in May. He will appear in court tomorrow as well. This, I assume, also has you unsettled. Which part, their attempts at a terrorist attack or the way that the cases are being handled?
Actually, the cases are being handled surprisingly well, probably given the whole conundrum of issues they raise. It really is, I think, in this case, unsettling because we're talking about domestic terrorism. We're talking about terror attacks in the case of Shahzad, an attempted attack on Times Square. In the case of Hassan, actually, a very successful terrorist attack on a United States Army base, and that's what's more unsettling than the presence of our domestic terrorism. And I think that this week we will be very sadly and very, again, in a very unsettling manner, reminded of that reality of domestic terrorism threat.
Okay, Marcus Maybury, the New York Times Associate National Editor, and Dan Gross, columnist for Newsweek and Slate, talking about an unsettling possible double dip. You can check out our post on the week ahead at our blog. Drop us a note if you have a story to suggest at thetakeaway.org.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at the New Yorker. So join us every week on the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.